With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A manhunt continues for a killer.
The search expands for former Army soldier Travis Decker, accused of killing his three young daughters in Washington State. Authorities closing campgrounds and backpacking areas along the Pacific Crest Trail, telling people to keep their doors locked as they search for the 32-year-old. Dozens of additional law enforcement joining that manhunt. Governor Bob Ferguson also deploying the National Guard. Decker's daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9, were found dead at a campsite outside Leavenworth on Monday. The girl's mother reported them missing when Decker did not return them after a scheduled visit. I'm Julie Walker.
Marco Rubio condemning an assassination attempt on a candidate in Colombia's presidential election. In a post on X, Secretary of State called the attack on the senator a direct threat to democracy and a result of the violent leftist rhetoric from the country's government. The Supreme Court reins in a lower court order that allowed a watchdog group wide-ranging access to records of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. Details on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The High Court's majority said a judge's directive allowed Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington to examine DOJ's recommendations for cost savings at the executive branch agencies was not appropriately tailored. In a two-page order Friday, the Supreme Court said such access was not a proper way to resolve an ongoing dispute about whether DOJ is a federal agency subject to the Freedom of Information Act or operates as a presidential advisory body that does not have to share its records with the public. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump's new ban on travel to the United States by citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries goes into effect today. This is SRN News. More controversy in boys playing on girls' teams.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won two gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events, amidst protest from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, two girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them. And suddenly, local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court continues to enhance its reputation as a defender of religious freedom, a reputation built by its frequent unanimous decisions on the issue. Last week, liberals and conservatives joined in finding that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin could not be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The High Court said the state's tax decisions created an advantage for groups with more overtly religious tone in their daily work. This is SRN News. Senior U.S. administration officials will meet with the Chinese delegation Monday in London for the next round of trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more on the story.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restart exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
The criminal illegal immigrant deported to El Salvador that became the darling of the Democrats is back in the U.S. to face criminal charges with human trafficking. More details at SRNnews.com.